big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Ooh.
Tebow, dog about town.
You see Cleo yet? Who's that? It kind of looks like Cleo, but it's not.
Are you sure? Maybe she just got a haircut or a new bow. Or maybe not.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Are you okay?
Me? Oh, I'm great.
Really? Because you look like you could use a little help.
Huh? Oh, I sit like this all the time.
Let me help you.
Mimi, come on, sweetie.
Your name's Mimi?
Uh-huh. What's yours?
I'm T-Bone.
Come on, Mimi. The Birdwell Hotel bus is here.
Oh, I better go. It was nice to meet you, T-Bone.
Yeah, and nice to meet you, too. Mimi. Oh, what a great name.
There she is. There's Cleo.
Hey, Clifford.
Hi, Cleo. How was the trip?
Well, you know Mrs. Diller. She always gets seasick. Hey, where's T-Bone?
He was just here a minute ago.
There he is. He looks a little seasick, too. Are you okay, T-Bone?
Huh?
Oh! Hi, Cleo! I just met the most beautiful dog in the world.
Oh, thank you. But we met before.
Her name is Mimi. She's staying at the Birdwell Hotel with her human.
You met a new dog, T? Gee, I'd like to meet her, too.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's all go to the Birdwell Hotel and meet Mimi. I know a shortcut.
Okay.
Easy.
Sorry. I didn't know your shortcut was so muddy, Cleo.
Ew. Yuck.
Hi, Mimi.
T-Bone, what are you doing here?
I want you to meet my friends.
Oh, my goodness. That dog is filthy. Come on away from there, Mimi.
So that's Mimi, huh?
Yeah. Isn't she wonderful? Oh, no. No wonder she wouldn't talk to me. I'm a mess.
She doesn't care about that, T. I think she likes you.
I don't know. She probably meets all kinds of really good-looking dogs. Why would she like me?
Because you're a really great dog.
I just wish I looked a little better.
Well, if it's just a new look you want, I could take care of that.
Could you? Would you?
Sure, just leave everything to me.
I don't know.
Have I ever steered you wrong? Trust me, T-Bone. Mimi's gonna love your new look. Rinse.
So, how do I look?
Well...
Hold on, we're not finished yet. Give him a blow dry, big guy. Now, for a bit of my special styling magic.
And the master will go to work.
Hey, ouch! Whoa!
Oh, would you hold still, T-Bone?
Well, Clifford, what do you think?
I think Mimi likes T-Bone just the way he is. Was.
Well, she's gonna like him even better now, cause T-Bone is one good-looking puppy.
Oh, yeah! One good-looking puppy!
Mimi, this is so exciting. I've always wanted to photograph sea turtles hatching. You know, maybe I should use my other lens. Yeah, I'll be right back.
You know, T, you can't just look the look. You also gotta walk the walk and talk the talk.
Right. Okay, I'm cool. Oh, yeah, that's me. Cool T.
Close enough.
Hey, Mimi. What's up, girl?
Huh?
Cool T is in town. Oh, yeah, that's me.
Careful of the turtle eggs. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you, T-Bone. It's just...
Leave those turtles alone! Get away! Go on! Go! Go!
I don't think that look works for me, Cleo.
Why don't you just be yourself?
No! You have any other ideas, Cleo?
Well, you heard the way she was laughing at you, right?
Yeah, I heard.
Making people laugh is great! You just have to learn how to do it on purpose.
How can he do that?
He can tell her a few jokes, like this one. What do you get when you cross a cocker spaniel, a poodle, and a rooster?
Wait, I know this one. A cock-a-poodle-do.
A cock-a-poodle-do? That's pretty funny. I'm gonna go tell that joke to Mimi.
Hey, Cleo, shouldn't T-Bone have practiced that joke first?
Nah, how hard can it be to tell a joke?
Go ahead, T-Bone. I love jokes.
Okay, you're gonna love this. Okay, here it goes. What do you get when you cross a cocker spaniel, a poodle, and a rooster?
I don't know.
A poodle doodle doc!
A what?
No, that's not it. Oh, wait, a papa coodle doo. A poo poo cocka poo.
Come on, Mimi, let's go.
Gotta go. See you later, T-Bone.
Wait, it's a poggle doodle coo. A poodle docka doo? Dooku poodle poo? Poodle poodle poo? I may not be able to tell a good joke, Cleo, but I know I could do this.
When she hears your poetry, she's gonna be putty in your paws.
Clifford, knock on her window for me, will ya?
Okay.
Who's there?
Mimi, my dear, it is T-Bone.
Oh, hi, T-Bone.
Oh, fair Mimi. I've come to share a poem with you.
Oh, T-Bone, how cute.
Cute? I'm not supposed to be cute.
Hey, take what you can get. Just say your poem.
All right. Bark, what dog in yonder window doth sit? It is Mimi, such a pretty name that, doth sit. See? see how she leans her nose on the sill and looks out? Seeing such prettiness makes me want to shout.
T-Bone.
Shh.
Oh! Oh! Quiet down there!
I guess Mimi is never gonna like me.
Go on and find her, T-Bone. You should say goodbye.
I don't know, Clifford. I don't think she'd care if I said goodbye or not.
Yes, I would.
Mimi?
You know, T-Bone, all those things you did for me were great.
They were?
Uh-huh. But you really didn't have to do any of them. I like you, just the way you are.
Wow, thanks.
Mimi?
Uh-oh, gotta go. But we'll be back in a month to photograph the dogs of Birdwell Island.
Great, then I'll see you in a month.
Mimi, come.
Goodbye, T-Bone.
Goodbye, Mimi. She likes me! She likes me! She really likes me! Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Oh, T-Bone.
So, she'll be back in a month, huh? Mmm. Imagine the changes we could make to you in a month, T.
We don't need to change a thing.
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Luscious Lunch. It was time to eat, so Speckle and his friends unpacked their lunches. Everyone had packed their favorite food. They all brought the same food almost every day. Then Speckle wondered, what if they took their favorite lunches and shared them to make something totally new? Everyone thought that sounded like fun. So Reba rolled her salad in Luna's tortillas to make very veggie burritos. Speckle layered his jelly sandwich with Robbie's yogurt to make scrumptious striped pudding. Darnell and Luna combined their cheese and apples into fruity cheesy chunks. The new creations were all so yummy, the friends decided to try new things more often and share them with each other. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Heart.
Hey guys, look!
What is that supposed to be, Emily Elizabeth?
Nothing yet, but when I fold it over and cut it, it makes a big red Valentine heart.
Wow, very cool.
Woof.
Clifford likes it too.
I'm gonna make a really amazing Valentine for my mom with tons of glitter and stuff.
Woof, 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 woof.
Clifford, stop it! Stop!
You really are making an amazing Valentine, Jetta.
Not making one. She is one.
Oh, Clifford! Don't be mad, Jetta. You look pretty.
I do.
Yeah. Your mom would love to get a pretty Valentine like you.
True. But a person can't really be a Valentine. A Valentine has to be big and red and full of hearts and stuff. That's the way to show someone you really love them.
Come on, guys. Let's go give these out. Then we can come back and make some more.
Okay.
Let's go!
See you later, Clifford!
Bye-bye!
Whoa, 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 whoa! Wow, this Valentine thing sounds great! I've got to find Emily Elizabeth something big and red. Biggest, reddest thing on Birdwell Island.
Hey, Clifford, buddy, could you put me down a minute? Afraid I can't go anywhere with you today, big guy. I got work to do. See you later.
Hey, Clifford. What's going on?
I was just trying to bring that big red truck to Emily Elizabeth.
Why?
For Valentine's Day.
I don't get it.
I heard Jetta say that the best Valentines are big and red.
Ah, so you were trying to get her a big red truck?
Right.
Well, you got the big and red part right, Clifford. But I don't think Emily Elizabeth wants a truck.
Really? Well, what else could I give her that's big and red?
Big and red. Big and red. Hey!
What? What should I give her?
I don't know. Well, why don't I show you what I'm giving Mrs. Diller? And maybe that'll help you think of something for Emily Elizabeth.
Okay.
Follow me!
Hi, Clifford! What's Cleo doing?
She's gonna show me the Valentine she made for Mrs. Diller. That's really big and really red.
Yeah. I made it out of all those yucky bows Mr. Kibble keeps putting in my hair.
I'm gonna try to find something like that for Emily.
Finding a big red Valentine for Emily should be easy.
Yeah?
Sure. Why don't you just give her, let me think. Big and red. Big and red. Gosh, I guess it's not that easy to find something after all.
You know, if we just find something red, like my bows, we could make it into something big.
Great idea, Cleo. And I know just the thing.
I'll use dog food.
Whoa!
See? It's kind of red.
And it's good, too.
It's not for eating, T-Bone. We're gonna use it to make Emily's Valentine.
Oh, then let's get busy.
Clifford?
Yeah, it does.
Wait a minute. into this corner. T-Bone?
Sorry. Hey, guys, look at the birds.
Wow, it looks like a heart.
I think they're gonna land.
They landed on my Valentine. Eating my Valentine. They ate my Valentine.
Not all of it.
Well, I guess that Valentine was for the birds.
Now what am I gonna get, Emily Elizabeth?
Don't worry, big guy.
There's gotta be something around here that's big and red.
Yeah, big and red.
Big and red.
Big and red. I give up.
Me too.
Oh, well, thanks anyway, guys.
Wait a minute. Look at that.
Yeah, Emily Elizabeth loves flowers.
Where are you gonna find roses, Clifford?
Mr. Bleakman has lots of them.
Emily Elizabeth will love those, Clifford. But won't Mr. Bleakman be mad when he finds out you took them from his backyard?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Ah!
Uh-oh.
What happened to my rose bush? I was growing those roses for Violet's Valentine's Day bouquet. Violet! Violet, come quick!
Oh, no. I shouldn't have taken Mr. Bleakman's roses. I'm gonna put them right back.
Good idea.
Honestly, Horace, a rose bush just can't get up and walk away.
I tell you, Violet, I came out to cut some roses for your Valentine's Day bouquet, and it was... Huh? But...
You're going to give me a bouquet of roses from your favorite bush? Aren't you a sweetheart? Come on, my little Valentine. Let's go get the rose clippers, and we'll cut a bouquet together.
I give up.
Whoa!
Don't worry, Clifford.
Emily knows you love her.
But today is the day you're supposed to show it with something big and red.
Oh, Clifford! Look at you! You're a big red Valentine!
Woof!
The perfect Valentine.
I love you, Clifford. Happy Valentine's Day.
Woof, woof, woof.
Clifford and I know that everyone could use a helping hand now and then. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is help others.
Oh, no! I can't find it anywhere.
Hey, T-Bone. I was just on my way over to Clifford's house. Wanna come?
No, thanks.
Hey, hey!
Oh, sorry, Cleo. It's just that I buried a bone here yesterday, and now I can't find it.
Can I help?
Sure. Thanks.
Hey, guys, what you doing?
I'm looking for a bone I buried.
And I'm helping.
Let me help, too.
Found it!
You did find it! You're the best friends a dog could ever have.
When you help someone, you really make them feel good. And you make yourself feel pretty good, too. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is help others.